An evacuation ordered in Gaza. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Israel's army urging Palestinian civilians to move out of an area of Rafah, considered Hamas's last stronghold, from where militants launched a rocket attack yesterday, killing three Israeli soldiers.
An Israeli spokesman's confirmed a limited scope operation is planned in Rafah, the military urging 100,000 Palestinians to move to an expanded humanitarian zone. Israel insists it must attack Rafah to complete its goal of destroying Hamas. The U.S. has been trying to ensure the attack doesn't happen without a plan to protect civilians.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. It's Holocaust Remembrance Day, which actually began being observed last night when Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said,
"We will defeat our genocidal enemies. Never again is now."
Another pro-Palestinian encampment cleared from another college campus, but at USC in California, protesters did not resist much. Police made no arrests, but as other encampments remain, Fox's Chad Pergam reports from the U.S. Capitol.
Republican lawmakers believe the federal government is slow to probe probable civil rights violations on campus. The GOP also wants to slash funding for universities, which members believe fail to protect Jewish students. Universities receive more money from the federal government than from any other source.
A police officer being mourned in Utah, killed at a traffic stop when police say a driver who'd been pulled over fled, turned around and hit the Santa Quinn officer, then drove off. Aaron Jane was arrested hours later, 100 miles away in a stolen pickup he had crashed. Governor Spencer Cox praised law enforcement yesterday.
"So quickly, we're able to locate a person who had already traveled hundreds of miles and make sure that that no one else was harmed by this this evil and reckless individual."
Former President Trump will return to court this morning in New York for his criminal trial. He may again claim he's being persecuted before going in for more testimony. America's listening to Fox.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
Amid pro-Palestinian protests on college campuses, there were bomb threats over the weekend at some New York area synagogues. Democratic Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says church leaders can get federal help for security.
Senator Schumer says the program is funded with over $700 million and is necessary because
this is a persistent cascade of intolerance and even violence. And the state of hate has become a boiling point in some parts of America.
While describing the added security the grant can provide,
it allows you to put in cameras so you can detect who might do something to your synagogue. Fences, strong windows, and 2 years ago we modified it so you can actually hire personnel.
Concerning the threats to houses of worship nationwide, Senator Schumer says
it has to stop.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
For the first time this year, gas prices have dropped.
It's a 2 cent decline to $3.75 per gallon for regular grade. This after 15 weeks of surging prices, which rose 59 cents from the start of the year.
Analyst Trilby Lundberg, AAA's national average for regular, a dime cheaper than her survey of gas stations, $3.65 a gallon. On Wall Street, stock futures rising after last week's gains lifted the Dow, the NASDAQ up more than 1%. In the NBA playoffs, Cleveland advances to round two, eliminating Orlando in a game seven. On the ice, Dallas knocked out defending champion Vegas with a game seven win in the NHL playoffs. A historic NASCAR race.
Coming to the line, crash together, I believe Buescher.
Courtesy FS1, so close that upon video review, Chris Buescher did not win. Kyle Larson got him at the line by 0.001 seconds, the closest finish in NASCAR history. With his second win of the season, Larson extends his points lead over Martin Truex Jr., who finished fourth.
That's Tim McMaster. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.